accession with 32117, Rule 3.
Did you feel Romanian?
Yes, yes. I wished I knew more. I didn't know their history that well. I knew some of it, some of our history. No, it's got, certainly if you went, you'd find it had charm and a lot of beauty. And that the people were terribly hospitable and kind. And yet there's a sort of, this sort of a poor me attitude. Oh, look what life's done to us. You're all right, you were. Which is true.
Do people say that to you?
Yes, constantly. My relations, a lot. The one I had to stay, you could see he had almost a chip, you know. Oh, I had to bring up my child on my own and had no money and we were hungry and you got out, sort of thing. And I thought, what a pity. You should just sort of not, that side of it, you should only say if you're asked, really. Because it wasn't that bad for him, I think. But though he did give me one example which gives you a very good view of what happened, I think, is they had a flat, a normal flat, for a family of four. And then I think it was in 45, 46 that the communists made the law that you had to have only 8 square meters and that therefore people should get out of their houses, and they saw to it that they did, or shared them with any amount of people. So my aunt went and got lots of people in. So they had, I don't know, they had, instead of being four, they were 13. And which we wouldn't like nowadays. But when people make a terrible fuss about not having quite enough space in a proper house, I always think of my lot. Yes. And I think, well, you know, and the one who's such a good stage designer, they were all from the same family, it does help. They were also two in one room, three in another, children, you know, with parents. And she said she had, you know, she was growing up in the 70s when Ceausescu wasn't that bad yet. And she said that side of it for her was lovely. It was always her grandmother, always her mother, always her aunt, and children to play with. But for the grown-ups, they couldn't even sit. There wasn't room. So the three of them had to stand while everybody else sat.
Rotation. And do you know of emigre Romanians who've gone back, or of most people you know still?
I do know of one who went back. I don't know if he liked it or not. I think he must have. And I've got cousins who've retrieved a vineyard, and they run it, and they adopt the dogs, the stray dogs, and they've got lots of people working, which is good. And they've made the house livable in. It helps to have a bit of money, obviously. I think he's Austrian, and they could afford to do it up. But it was lovely they got it back. They got it back from a joint great-grandfather of ours. My great-grandfather, her great-great, because she's younger. So they've gone back, but they do keep a foothold in the West. I think only very old people would go back for good.
And what connection do you think your children have with Romania?
Not much, though I've told them endlessly about it. My mother told them already. I'm so glad. She was awfully good at telling stories, and I'm not. But there are lots of stories. They suddenly, you know, and she was very good at it. And she was very, very so graphic. She said there wasn't one generation in Romania that hadn't had to flee. And she said, the Tartars are coming, the Russians are coming, the Austrians are coming, the Poles are coming. And sort of had them all, sort of looking and wondering. And you know, I've got ancestors who just managed to flee over the border as the Turks started shooting at them. The Turks were the worst. So she always tells them that story. So they do have a connection. And I think they quite like it, because in the country where they're not, doesn't look as though they want people to look too much, they've got the family tree, they've got photographs, they've got that sort of thing. And I thought that was quite nice, at least keep it in mind,
yeah.
Think of it sometimes. But none of them are snobs, not one of them. And I think some would have disapproved, probably, of some of it. I'm sure one got rich on other people's backs, I'm sure one did. But then that's as old as the hill. It goes on.
The government.
Yes, exactly.
All right, well, thank you. Is there anything you want to talk about that I haven't asked you about?
I think people on the whole are terribly nice here about it, even if they don't want to hear, or when they're left-wing, they definitely don't want to hear. But if even if they don't really want to hear, they are terribly generous and nice about it. And they'd always give if they could. I think that's all I would add. And once during the war, we were talking Romanian in the train, my mother and I. Somebody leant forward and said, could you please talk a language we can understand? And my mother wasn't being funny. She really wasn't trying to be funny. She said, yes, which one would you like? Yeah, she forgot for a minute. So the answer was crisply, sort of, English, please.
And just looking at the kind of the broader perspective of the Cold War, which is what our exhibition is about, I mean, did you feel sort of triumphalism in 89, or did you feel sad, or, I mean...
I felt terribly relieved. I thought, you know, and if you ask young ones who are now no longer so young, because it's 20 years ago, but they're still young, if you ask them what the best thing of all about it was, oh, we can travel and we can decide where, instead of just Bulgaria or St. Petersburg or something, we could go anywhere. And also they can have sort of decent jobs before it was allocated. And if you were married and living in Bucharest, you'd probably be posted to an outpost so that you could hardly see your husband. So mean things like that. I think it was a very mean regime.
It does seem to have been particularly violent at the end as well. More
yes.
than any of the others.
Yes. And I think partly because he was so awful that they were afraid he might sort of start all over again and have his chums everywhere.
So do you think that's partly why...
Why they killed him so quickly, yes. Because I know a friend of mine was horrified. And I said, well, they can't afford to let him go. He might have got away.
I think a lot
it
of
was horrible at
it,
the end. Yes, it was horrible, actually.
Everything else was quite... seemed quite non-violent.
Yes.
The Berlin Wall.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And then suddenly
yes.
it was...
Yes. It wasn't nice. But I think it, I do think it was necessary that I hate any sort of execution. Or capital punishment. I think it's a terrible thought.
But it was necessary for him to be seen dead.
I think it was necessary to get rid of him at all costs. Yes. He was awful. He must have been demented a bit, I think. His wife, good God, she was awful too.
Do you think there are people in Romania who are nostalgic for that?
Yes, I think there was a sort of... I don't know how it worked, because they were all terribly poor. You know, when people say we might have to go back to Karl Marx because of the capitalist sort of fiascos, I sort of think, yes, but every single one of those countries has been poor, 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 and still is. So why go back to Marxism anyway? I think there are. I think some of the very old women who had their lot of children, which he demanded, I think they had some sort of pension that was better than now, probably. And I think they have a very bad time at the moment. Most people you see begging are sometimes very well turned out, very old clothes, old people. It's a bit pathetic.
The same in Russia, I think.
It's yes, very hard. So I do see that. Depends which way you know you look at it. I wish they'd get things together. I don't quite know why we never quite get it together, but it was better between the two wars than it is now.